Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I have been involved in Republican politics since Governor Jim Thompson appointed me as his Illinois Director of Agriculture 40 years ago. I have never seen a presidential campaign like this one. We had 17 candidates running for the Republican flag. Republican elites, Mitt Romney, John McCain, all the others said, well, Donald Trump can't win. But he did win. He is the only one left standing. Now, most of the Republican leadership will now eat crow, but will they lend their support? There'll be a few sore losers, but this is what Rick Santorum, one of Trump's competitors, had to say, and I agree with him. The people have spoken. Get over it. It's time to move on. And let's think about Trump's position on issues. He's made one thing clear. He will negotiate. He said, make no mistakes, there will be deals. And we know he won't be able to do some of the things that he has proposed. We have laws in place, and he won't be able to send 12 million illegals back to their homeland. He won't be able to ignore and tear up trade agreements. We're a country of laws, and now he may be able to negotiate a compromise solution to our immigration problem or even improve our trade agreements. I'd hope that the Trans-Pacific Agreement that we have negotiated could be passed. Problem is, both Trump and Clinton oppose it. Hillary had this to say, and I quote, I oppose a TPP agreement, and that means before and after the election. Donald Trump has stated that he thinks that we have been too willing to engage in unnecessary wars, costing trillions of dollars in human lives, nation building, and trying to dominate every corner of the world is not something that we can afford. And other developed countries are not paying their fair share to ensure global stability. I agree, and the majority of American citizens agree. Now, finally, we have no specific idea where Trump stands on farm programs, except he does support the renewable fuel standard and ethanol. He's enough of a businessman that I think that he will see our $19 trillion debt as a serious burden and do something about it. Months ago, in my commentary, I said that I supported someone else. But we should not count Trump out. We have underestimated the anger in the country and the appetite for change. This is an exciting time. I am John Block from Washington.